This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says once a coronavirus vaccine is approved as safe and effective, Americans should have widespread access within a reasonable time. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Fauci says once a vaccine is approved as both safe and effective, it'll be ready for distribution.
Within a reasonable period of time, the plans now allow for any American who needs a vaccine to get it within the year 2020.
Right. Though he says there will be a priority list and not everybody will get it immediately. Fauci appeared at a House hearing alongside CDC Chief Robert Redfield and Admiral Brett Giroir, the administration's virus testing czar, who acknowledges it's not possible right now for all test results to come back within 3 days.
Given the demand and the supply.
Many experts say the results are nearly worthless after 3 days because the window for tracing a positive patient's contact has closed. Sagar Magani, Washington.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Friday he is postponing some planned measures to ease the lockdown because the number of new coronavirus cases in the country is on the rise. At a news briefing, Johnson said action must be taken to stop spikes in COVID-19.
With those numbers creeping up, our assessment is that we should now squeeze that brake pedal in order to keep the virus under control.
The government is scrapping plans to allow venues, including casinos, bowling alleys, and skating rinks, to open from Saturday. Wedding receptions are also on hold, as is a plan to allow limited numbers of fans back into sports stadiums. The measures are due to be reviewed again in 2 weeks. This is VOA News. Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam on Friday postponed September's election for the city's legislature for a year because of a spike in coronavirus cases. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam confirmed her decision on Friday after days of reports that it may be coming. The opposition had aimed to win a majority in the Legislative Council, where half the seats are directly elected and the other half filled mostly with pro-Beijing appointees. The postponement of the vote comes after 12 pro-democracy candidates were disqualified from running. The government denies political censorship or suppression of the right to run. Lam, who is backed by the Chinese national government in Beijing, said she had to invoke an emergency law to make the postponement, and no political considerations were involved in the decision. Hong Kong has reported more than 3,000 coronavirus cases since January, far lower than in other major cities around the world. But for the past 10 days, the number of new infections has been in the triple digits.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. The economy of the 19-country eurozone shrunk by a devastating 12.1% during the second quarter from the quarter before as coronavirus lockdowns froze business and consumer activity. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
France, Italy, and Spain are reporting precipitous contractions for their coronavirus-battered economies, with the pandemic wiping out years of growth in a matter of weeks as the lockdowns closed shops, factories, and restaurants. As an example, the Spanish economy shrunk by 18.5% in the April-June period, while the French economy nearly 14% and Italy over 12%. The Spanish contraction is by far the sharpest slump since the country's national agency began collecting data. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hurricane Isaias kept on a path early Friday toward the U.S. East Coast as it approached the Bahamas, parts of which are still recovering from the devastation of last year's Hurricane Dorian. Isaias had maximum sustained winds of 130 kilometers per hour Friday morning and was moving northwest at 28 kilometers per hour. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said his state is ready for any and all emergencies.
I want Floridians to know that the state of Florida is fully prepared for this and any future storm during this hurricane season. The Division of Emergency Management has had the State Operations Center at level one since March.
Isaias was forecast to strengthen while moving near or over the Bahamas, and it could near South Florida on Saturday or Sunday. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.